For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Missouri's health department yesterday reported 67 new deaths from the coronavirus, adding to the total that has risen sharply since the start of the month. Only 10 other states have reported more deaths than Missouri over the past week. Since December 1st, the state has cited 195 new deaths among the 290,000 Americans killed by the virus since its onset. Among the recent deaths was a young woman in her upper teens from Taney County. Hers was among 8 new deaths announced by the southwestern county. Nearby Greene County has reported more than 50 deaths since the start of the month. The U.S. Justice Department says it is investigating whether Kansas City's public contracting and procurement practices are discriminatory. The department said in a news release Wednesday the city's practice of setting aside about 30% of its public contract funds for minority or female contractors might violate anti-discrimination protections. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas responded that President Donald Trump's administration has investigated several affirmative action policies. He says studies have shown small businesses owned by those that are minorities and women receive significantly fewer contracts and funding than would be normally expected in the area. Lucas also said the city will continue to work to remedy discrimination in contracting and procurement. The Boone County Commissioners awarded more than $2.4 million in CARES Act money to local organizations and businesses yesterday. The Columbia Missourian reports that the more than $2 million was split between 12 organizations. The UM System Board of Curators and MU Healthcare were the largest recipients, with the UM System being reimbursed over $2.1 million for equipment to test COVID-19 patients. A judge yesterday disqualified the St. Louis prosecutor from the case involving Mark McCloskey, who along with his wife Patricia pointed guns at racial injustice protesters marching on the private street near their home in June. Circuit Judge Thomas Clark II dismissed Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner, citing two campaign fundraising emails around the time she filed felony gun charges against the couple in July. Clark said the emails created the appearance of a political motive for the prosecution. The decision means a special prosecutor will be appointed to take over the case. The St. Louis County Council is threatening to block police collective bargaining agreements if the department and the police union won't agree to greater public oversight. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the council's resolution Tuesday came on the heels of an ultimatum from the Ethical Society of Police, an association that represents several black officers, urging Chief Mary Barton to address racism in the department. Barton told the council earlier this year that systemic racism did not exist in the department, angering ESOP leaders. The vote on the resolution fell along party lines. The 4 Democrats supported it, 3 Republicans opposed it. I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.